They say that money makes the world go round, but you know what else makes the world go round? Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry. Okay, maybe not quite, but it sounds pretty good. I'm Amelia Dalton, your hostess with the mostest of this here electronic engineering podcast, brought to you by eejournal.com. Folks, this week we're talking embedded power, COTS, the next generation of rail systems, intelligent cooling systems, and whether I really need a witch doctor to cool my next chassis-based design. First up, let's jump headfirst into the world of chassis cooling and electronics packaging with Justin Mall from Pixis.
Thank you so much for joining me, Justin.
Thank you, Amelia. Happy to be here.
So first off, give my audience a brief rundown on what Pixis Technologies is all about.
Okay, well, basically, we are electronics packaging company, which means we have a modular enclosure line.
Okay.
And we do really two different types. One is for backplane-based systems where,
okay,
you know, different modules plug into a backplane. We'll do the whole system, the backplane, power supplies, fans, burn in, test it, and so on. The other type of enclosure are more of instrumentation. So it could be different type of analysis equipment, whether for the energy sector, has some seismic equipment, other applications, medical, blood analyzers, and different things like that. Basically, they want to put their electronics in some type of enclosure and protect it. So that's the other side. And actually, we also do a little bit of integration of some of the boards of the different vendors for the open standard backplane architectures as well.
Okay, cool. So you guys presented a session at the Embedded Tech Trends conference this year called Chassis Cooling, Do You Need a Witch Doctor? So Justin, I have to ask, do I really need a witch doctor to cool my next chassis design?
Well, you may not need a witch doctor, but there is a little bit of art and science
in
the cooling. Certainly you're going by certain design principles, but you have so many different requirements and space issues, and sometimes there are things such as cabling. So it really takes that experience side to know how to best cool different types of electronics.
Sure.
And one thing that we talked about in the presentation, now we do all different types of cooling configurations and so on, but one approach that we discussed was front to rear cooled systems. Usually there's 290 degree bends of the airflow path, which is pretty inefficient. You have air coming in the bottom, going up through the cards and out through the back.
Right.
As opposed to that, we have some patented reverse impeller blowers that are intelligent fans, hot swappable, fully removable in a live system. They sit directly above the card cage, so there's one less bend for the air through to go in. And it's a lot more efficient, and they're very, very powerful fans and different grades and so on. So for the systems that really require a lot more cooling, it's an attractive approach.
Sure. All right, Justin, it's time for your off-the-cuff question. You have one more meal for the rest of your life. This is it. You get one more meal. What would it be?
So, and it can't be a buffet of all my favorite foods.
Totally
I can't do that.
That's cheating.
Okay. All right. I tried. probably Thai food or Indian food is one of my favorites. Probably a close between Thai, like a chicken Thai curry, or some type of spicy Indian chicken dish.
Yeah, with some naan. And anyway, so I should stop. I'm hungry. All right. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me, Justin. Right,
thank you for having me.
So you've got your chassis, and it's cooled very nicely, thank you very much. But what can we do with that chassis? Well, you could try your hand at a rail system design, like the train, not like the power rail. But we are talking about power too, so anyway, let's bring in Jinjin Chow from Artisan Embedded Technologies to talk about how we can all bring a little COTS to the next generation of rail systems. Check it out.
My guest today is Chinchin Xiao from Artisan Embedded Technologies. Thank you so much for joining me.
My pleasure.
First off, for my audience who may not know, give us a refresher. What is Artisan Embedded Technologies all about?
Artisan Embedded Technologies, we have two major business segments. One is embedded power. We are the largest OEM embedded power producer. And the second part is embedded computing. We have been serving different industries like telecommunication and industry automation, military and aerospace, and medical and transportation. So pretty much cover all of the industries. And also we enable a wide range of applications.
Okay.
Yeah, we're pretty much a 1.2 billion size company.
Wow. All right. So let's talk about the rail industry here. At this year's Embedded Tech Trends Conference, you guys presented a session called Introducing COTS to the Rail Industry. So when I think of the rail industry, I think of manual controlled systems. But we're talking about bringing automation to the rail industry, right? And what does COTS add to help solve these challenges?
Yeah, so COTS, this is a very good question. And this has been all our value proposition we bring to the market. So we started this very strategic program like 3 years ago, 4 years ago. And we have certified our first two platforms.
Wow.
So COTS means just so you can get it. This is a very standard product you can purchase from us. So what we provide to customers is based on lockstep, data lockstep.
Okay.
And two other two voting and a computing process engine.
Okay.
So you can use our platform to build different applications for both weight side and a carbon application, like interlocking, like ATP and ATO. So our customer, they can leverage our certified application ready platform to build the application really quickly and speed time to market. And also in the meantime, they can save a lot of cost and avoid high risk. If they develop this kind of platforms from scratch,
sure.
That really takes a lot of time and effort investment.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about your Control Safe platform, which is at the heart of this rail platform. What does this platform buy me as an engineer, and what applications are you talking about?
Yeah, application, just as I mentioned, we serve in both weight side and the carbon to major categories.
Okay.
And the application example could be interlocking and just make your train running safely and you can control your train smartly.
Mm.
So right now, currently, we have leader customer in Asia, in Japan and China and in Korea that are building several different applications on our platform. So our platform, we position as a common platform. That means customers, they can build different applications on this, you know, platform that can really, you know, help them to save a lot of time.
So it's time for your off-the-cuff question. Now, I heard you have traveled in Europe quite extensively. What was your favorite part about traveling Europe?
Yeah, favorite part is soccer.
So that's a great answer.
So this past September, after we finished InnoTrans, we showed our customer and industry about our industry-leading control-safe platforms. And after that, I spent 1 week in Spain.
Nice.
And Shriek gave me very good recommendations about travel. So
uh-huh.
I stay in a very nice hotel in Madrid and I watched the European Champions League
nice.
Match, you know, between Bayern Munich and Atlantico. So
uh-huh.
I think it's been a really, really fun experience for me.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
Speaking of embedded power, here on Fish Fry, we have talked quite a lot about the future of embedded power, especially in medical devices. This week's news you may have missed fits perfectly along those very lines. Sure, implanted devices the size of a grain of sand that will solve all of your medical problems may be down the line at some point, but right now, we still use implanted medical devices that require good old traditional batteries. But what if we could take the battery completely out of the equation and use the body's own fluids as fuel? Okay, so a team at the University of California, Los Angeles, or UCLA, and the University of Connecticut are working on a unique energy storage system called biological supercapacitors that could do this very thing. Okay, so at the center of this groundbreaking research is a new class of bio supercapacitors that actually charge themselves by using electrolytes from biological fluids. They work in tandem with energy harvesters that convert motion and heat into electricity. So, what do these biosupercapacitors look like? Well, they're about a micron thick and include an electrode, which is made from graphene that has been layered with modified human proteins. These biosupercapacitors are also very flexible, so they can deal well with the stresses of being implanted in your body. And get this, this team from U of C and UCLA say that the biosupercapacitor's energy density is actually comparable with your traditional lithium thin film batteries. Okay, so if you want to check out even more information about this super cool biosupercapacitor research, I've included a link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com that will direct you to an article entitled Ultra-Thin Graphene Protein Supercapacitors for Miniaturized Bioelectronics. Yes, super cool. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And hey, if LinkedIn is more your thing, well, sure, you can follow us on LinkedIn as well. And we have a YouTube channel, keyword EE Journal. It is chock full of all kinds of techie videos, which includes our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, just head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Frying page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, shoot, I'll see you in DAC in just a couple weeks, or even the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of May 19th, 2017, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.